This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Danny.
Jack.
Did you know last year when we were recording our New Year's episode, do you remember where we were?
We were at your house.
No, strike one.
Oh, shit. We weren't in Nashville.
No, close though.
Ray's like, you're okay. Wrong, bitch.
Ray gave up strike two. So we were in Atlanta on our girls trip recording, and it was the night that we ended up going to that
the Claremont Lounge. Oh my God, were we that far ahead or did we just, no, we were just traveling beginning of December.
Yeah, I can't really remember how far ahead we were, but that was the night we went to the strip club for, we'll say, more mature women, which we love and support completely, obviously.
Yes, strippers of all age. Here.
But
do your thing. Do what you're gonna do.
I love that. Oh my God. So yeah, that's what we were doing a year ago. Can you believe it? How much has changed in one year?
So much has changed.
Where do we even begin?
Do you know that, like, do you remember being down that basement and being like, if we don't get COVID here, we're not gonna get it anywhere?
100%. Yeah. I remember.
And then a month later, I had COVID.
But you didn't get it from the strip club.
I did not get it from the Claremont Lounge.
But I remember a few things. I remember the floors reminding me of college because they were very sticky.
Oh, yeah.
And
it wasn't like a normal floor.
No, it was so sticky from all the spilt alcohol. And I remember thinking, like, wow, I haven't felt a floor this sticky since my college
days. It was almost
days.
Squishy. It was so sticky. It was squishy.
And then I remember there was a wedding party or a bachelor party or something, and this really tall guy hit on you.
Oh my
remember?
God. He was relentless.
Yes, he was relentless. And then we were like, maybe it's time to go.
Yeah. I was like, homie.
Like, let's go get like nice cocktails at a hotel bar.
I know.
Or just go order.
He's like,
Ben
are you
Jerry's
staying in the hotel? Where are you staying? I was like, I'm not telling you.
Oh man, 1 year. Wow, I can't believe it.
I mean, so much has changed. But do you also realize that when we were in Mexico, and I mean, just all the things that we've done this year, we've gone to mature strip clubs, we went to Mexico, I went on The Bachelor. Like, this is insane. But do you remember walking out of that weird ass like nomadic resort, right? And we're like, where did we just arrive to? Like, there's like, where are these people from? They're just from everywhere, and they're just they're like actual nomads. And then I see a sign that says crystal tattooing or hand poke crystal amulets, and I'm like, Jack, we're getting tattoos on this trip. Then we find out that this hand poke crystal tattooing thing is like a whole ass ceremony where you have to set an intention. You are like, basically, what she is hand poking into you with their needle and her crystal is like a manifestation. Like, this is like an internalized amulet that you are getting pricked into your body. Like, this is a ceremony. And every fucking thing came true.
Wow, I didn't
everything.
Think of that.
Everything, wow. Jack.
It really was a spiritual experience getting those hand poke tattoos.
Yeah.
So you think everything, because we've said this on the pod before, and we're going to say it again. We have a history of manifesting things on this podcast, yeah, where every time we say, we talk about something throughout in the universe, it ends up happening. So do you think it's because it was discussed on the podcast, or are you saying the hand poke tattoo ceremony is what did it for you?
I mean, I think it was that hand poke tattoo ceremony.
Yeah, that was like a very interesting experience. I mean, it was amazing.
But I also don't think that you can manifest something or like actually call in what's supposed to be called into your life until like you are ready to receive it and you've done some fucking therapy.
That is perfect.
Because if you haven't, you're going to ask for the wrong ass thing.
Okay, well, if you haven't figured it out by now, this is our annual New Year's episode. This is coming out the night before New Year's Eve. So there's still time to kind of sit back. I think it's really important every year when the new year comes around to start to reflect on the past year, reflect as we are closing out on 2022 and bringing in 2023. So I think that, you know, Danny and I both have candles burning. We have our hot, warm beverages. Maybe you are listening in a similar environment. Maybe you're driving to work or you're doing your dishes or you're on a walk. But I hope that this is like a nice little reminder for everyone to take a little bit of time and think about, you know, what you're celebrating from 2022, what you're mourning, and then also, what are you excited to bring in? What are some of those intentions, manifestations, goals, all of the great things that we are looking to bring in the new year?
I love that you didn't say resolutions because we just don't really like resolutions on this pod. Someone said, like, what's your word for the year? And like that really resonated with me. So like your word could be wellness, peace.
Oh, health. I love that.
Love.
That's a great place to start. Do you think, like, as in your word for what you want 2023 to be?
Yeah.
Okay. I love that. What do you think your word for 2023 is? And then we'll start with this. And then I kind of want to go back a little bit into 2022 because so much has happened for you and I. And then the second half, we'll definitely dive into 2023. We got to put those manifestations out there since we said we know that they come through here. So
they do.
Let's start with the word. What's your 2023 word?
I think it's going to be abundance.
Ooh, I love that. Yeah. Elaborate just a little bit and then we'll definitely get into it a lot more later.
Well, I feel like abundance is kind of all encompassing. I feel like there's so much in my life right now. But like I want to keep calling that in. Because like I want love to continue to be abundant in my life. I want the strength that I feel and like the mental health I have to continue to be abundant. I want money to continue to be abundant. I mean, like, I feel like that sounds shitty. Like, why does that sound shitty to say that you want money to be abundant? It's not a shitty thing for a man to say. But like, I want money to be abundant because there are things that I want to do and I've worked really fucking hard. All of us nurses have. I mean, like, how many... Jack, how many jobs have you worked at once? Because I've worked at least four.
As a nurse. This time last year, actually, I was working like two real jobs and then running my business and then running the podcast as well. So like doing four things, which is not a bad thing. It's great to bring in, have different streams of income. But we're hustling. Nurses are
abundant
hustling.
Streams of income. This is what I'm manifesting.
Okay. I love that. I mean, you've said
abundance.
Okay. I love that. You've said a lot of the foundation and the groundwork, I think, for that to be a really appropriate word for you. I love that. I love that for you, as the kids would say.
A little more nasally, Jack. I love that for you.
Okay, I'm going to work on that. I love that for you.
Love that.
Okay.
about you? What do you feel like your word's going to be? You've had, girl, you've had a fucking year, year and a half.
I know. We both have had such dramatic years in very different ways.
Was it the most dramatic year ever?
For me, it was the most dramatic year ever.
I think it might be for me too.
100%. So my word for 2023 is femininity.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And I don't want to give too much away. There's a lot of layers, but in the most simplest way, I think to me that means tapping into more of my creativity and intuition and I don't want to say motherly nature, but that kind of just more soft and feminine energy in every aspect of my life, in my in career, in spirituality, in my routines, just kind of having more of a softness. And I think this actually kind of segues perfectly into why, like, why are those our words? Typically, I think the word that you choose for the new year is going to be somewhat of a reaction or reflection on what your previous year had, right? Like what, like for you, like what laid the foundation for this to be your word? What sort of reaction is this coming from the year before? And yeah, for me, 2022 was for sure the most challenging and like unexpectedly challenging year of my life. Parts of it really sucked. It's nice saying that now, because I think when I was in it, I was like, no, I'm going to be okay. Everything's fine. But looking back, some of those months, like this time last year, it was, I for sure was the most depressed I've ever been in my entire life. And I still go through waves of that. I still go through waves of depression, but it was a year of survival and grief and mourning and change and a year of extremes. You know, I started 2022 finishing up my doctorate, working two jobs, running my business, you know, doing the podcast, going through a super traumatic separation and divorce and just hustling. Like I was in fight or flight for so long. Yeah. And then I literally ran flight. Talk about fight or flight. I literally took a flight to Italy for 3 months in Scotland, where there was a lot of adventure, a lot of rest, a lot of fun, a lot of healing. So I think for 2023,
sexual healing.
You said it on me. Yeah, it was part of my healing for sure. Thank you. Thank you.
We all need
a lot
it.
Of you. Danielle.
Fucking love you. Oh, sorry, go on.
So just like a lot of extremes, like going from literally from this hustle grind to traveling across the world and not really having a home base. So for 2023, I'm really craving routine, balance, and safety. And sometimes I don't think those words are always tied with femininity, but to me, that it does feel feminine. Like it means safe. It means, you know, maybe that's part of it is having this new puppy and like having this maternal sort of instinct of like having something to take care of, having to be present for something every day.
Well, you're creating your new home.
Yeah, exactly. And that's super feminine, tapping into your creative energy, right? Like whether that's creating a new space or creating a new path in your career, which are all things that, you know, are kind of on, we'll get into kind of, you know, some things we're calling in for 2023. But yeah, looking back on 2022, it presented a lot more challenges than I would have expected. Like I remember recording this episode last year thinking that things were going to go so differently than what they did. It's insane to look at my life now and look at how much has changed, but I'm happy to finally be at a place where I can confidently say that I'm grateful that it all happened that way. And I know 2023 is kind of set to go in the direction that I wanted to go. And yeah, I never thought I'd be like one of those people where I'm like, 2022 sucked. But yeah, 2022 sucked for me for sure. But
years can suck.
So I was like, journaling and writing this down, like, what else about 2022? Like, what are some of the reflections on this last year? Like, yeah, it really sucked, but I'm really tapping into that saying about, you know, really not understanding happiness and understanding love until you really experience grief and sadness. And so I do think now with the new year, it's like, I really started to understand what sadness and grief looked like every single day. And so I think that's a beautiful thing to bring into the new year. And of course, there were so many beautiful things that happened. Like, I, despite all of that bullshit through my divorce, I still got my doctorate. I got this award. I got published. I presented at a conference. I traveled the world. I grew my business. Like, I am so proud of all the accomplishments that I had despite all of that bullshit. I'm proud that I got through it with my chin held high and staying in my integrity. But yeah, it was a hard year. I think one of the most things I'm grateful for outside of all of that is my female friendships. Looking back on 2022, my female friendships saved me this past year, especially with you. Like, you were probably the person I talked to the most regularly this entire year. I mean, we talk every single day. So my friendship with you, my friendship with my sister and with my best friends, Kate and Marissa, and like, I'm just so grateful for my female friendships. It allowed me to tap into a level of strength and healing, and they just gave me so much space to process and work through. And they were just, you guys were all just my crutches to get through this past year. And I am eternally grateful. That is for sure what I'm the most grateful for this past year is my female friendships. So maybe that's why the femininity is coming into. I just feel so blessed and so lit up by the females in my life. So thanks.
I mean, I feel like I tell you this all the time, but like, you're bigger, like, you're brighter. You're taking up more space again, you know, and that's been really fun to watch as your friend through all of this, and really important. Like, I feel like you need to hear that. Like, you're taking up more space, and that's a really, really good thing. But I said, years can fucking suck. Yeah. Like, you feel like everything is going wrong, or maybe you're in like a really deep depression or a really dark space. But like, it's so important and not easy to do, but to look at different things that you know are true in your life that have brought you some joy, like even if it's just like a tiny little bit of joy. And so I love, it shows how strong you are, that you've been able to like look at both aspects. Like, yeah, we can honor that a year sucked. You went through some really, really tough shit. And I think, I mean, as with anybody, you know, you go through more years, you know, and you get more time between you and like this like one really bad year, but then you can also see everything that you learned in that year, and you get a little bit more and more perspective on it. So that sounds so dead jockey, but become more, not grateful, but you can at least see the growth. You can see the difference of where you were then to where you are now.
Absolutely.
And you're an entirely different person than when we were down in that strip club.
I was ready to get on the dance floor. I was like, hire me. I'm ready to leave it all behind. But no, I do appreciate that. And to kind of bring it back to the tattoos, the tattoo that I got in Mexico was a sun, because I felt very deeply that what I was going through was really sucking the light from me. I'm naturally a very carefree, positive, happy, very go with the flow person. And what I was going through was really stealing a lot of that energy and a lot of that happiness and that like glow that I have. So I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much for saying that. I'm just kidding. I'm not actually crying. I love you.
So that was pretty good. I thought you were actually going to cry.
Oh, really? No, I wasn't actually crying.
I was like, oh, Jack's really breaking into it.
Hi, do you see my eyeliner? I cannot cry this
you
off.
You cannot cry that. That's a good eyeliner.
That's a sharp-ass cat eye right there. So we're not crying that off. So, Dee, you have had a crazy year. When we were recording before the strip club, did you imagine that you would be going on Paradise? Were you thinking that was in your future?
No. Definitely not. That was so far from my brain. And like, I feel like I was definitely in...
like in a rut almost?
Yeah, like you're in a rut, kind of like an awareness that you're still alone, but like also very aware of all the things that you have in your life that bring you joy. But like, you know, every once in a while you might cry yourself to sleep or talk to your dead fiance and be like, what the fuck? What am I waiting for yet? What do I have left to learn? Send them on in already. Because, yeah, that was me. but no, like I really didn't think, you know, Paradise was going to be a thing. You know, like I thought I was aged out of it. Some people might think I was aged out of it, but, you know, fuck off. I did my best to represent for, you know, the 30 something still looking for love and holding out for love. And
you did it beautifully.
Oh, thank you. And I mean, like, I feel like super sentimental right now because I've had such a busy day at work, and I feel like Michael and I have been so busy this week that it's like James has had like a holiday concert, or like he's having like a rough time going to bed or something like that. Like, or I'm like busy working on, you know, WOMED stuff or work or something. Like, we haven't been able to have like our nightly like FaceTime chats to like check in with each other as much this week, which, you know, I'm going to drive up and see him tomorrow. It's not that big of a deal. But I like opened my phone and he had just like made this like super sweet ass fucking post, like all dedicated to me. And it's just like he thinks I'm this like great gift to him. And like, that's what I refer to him as. Like, he is this gift that like the universe has brought to me. And it's... that's what I've been holding out for. That is what I've been holding out for all of these years to find. And that is what I called in Mexico when we were getting those tattoo amulets. I wanted someone that could, A, that got it, you know, got my life and like what I'd been through. Someone who was like stable and secure and safe, but still had this like confidence and passion. And it's like, I feel like I called in everything. Like, this man literally sits there and like supports me in ways I didn't know I needed to be supported. He will force me to like stop and like slow down, be like, okay, I'm feeling this coming off of you right now. Like, let's talk about it. What are you feeling? Where's this coming from? Like, you always tell me, write down what you know to be true right now. Like, we're going to do this. Like, it's just so special. Like, that's what I called in.
Mm-hmm. That was your really big one for 2022, and it.
That was a big one.
We all got to watch it. We all got to literally watch it happen.
Oh my God. Yeah. So like, part of everything that I wanted to call in, I mean, like that was the biggest thing. I wanted to call in something that like balanced me out. That it was like an equal, mm-hmm. very, very equal partnership. I wanted to call in someone that like I had a future with, but a future that was around kids. Mm-hmm. And Michael's got a son. And it's like, now I'm exploring this whole new world of what that looks like to step into that role and like let myself love this little 6-year-old human that like changes every single time I go up there. And like, mm-hmm. I was not expecting what that would feel like to break down those guards I had around like loving a child that like mm-hmm. wasn't biologically mine and how fulfilling that can feel, and job security, more financial security so that like I can build this life. Mm-hmm. Because Nashville's hard. And we all know I'm moving. But the financial crisis hits everybody. Like I've struggled. I've worked really hard to get to this point. And like I just wanted to call in things that would lead to, again, abundance. Mm-hmm. Abundance of love. Finances or ways to make money, you know, stuff mm-hmm. like that, so that I would have that security. Mm-hmm. Because also as women, you've got to have that financial security. You like so many women stay in like bad relationships because they've been made to think that they aren't okay, that they can't support themselves on their own, or they've been told they can't support themselves on their own. So I'm telling you now, call in some abundance. Call in money, call in financial security, and make sure you are safe.
Yeah.
And taken care of. Mm-hmm. And all that got tattooed on my arm.
It's so true. It's so true. I can attest to that personally as well. It's so important to have not just your own financial security, but, you know, your own career is something that you can always fall back on. I think that's so important that when shit hits the fan and the rug gets ripped out from under you, which I fucking hope it doesn't. I really hope
seriously.
It doesn't.
Seriously.
But it is so important for us as women to have that independence and to have that freedom and that safety within ourselves. So thank you for saying that. So obviously that was like the big thing for in 2022 for you. Mm-hmm. We're calling in abundance. What else is on your 2023 list in terms of intentions, manifestations, goals, like anything specific? Obviously, a lot is about to change for you.
A ton's about to change. I've got some really great job offers and job opportunities up in Cleveland. But the other thing of abundance I want to call in is eggs.
Bring in the eggs.
Bring in the healthy, mature eggs that Jack and I are going to freeze this year.
I don't know what this is,
I don't know. This is...
We're doing spirit fingers into our uteruses right now.
Spirit fingers into our uteruses.
Oh, ovaries, I should say. Sorry, not uterus.
Ovaries. Yeah, not our uterus. We know anatomy. It's fine. Everyone knew what we were talking about. Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things because I just want that pressure to be removed.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And that is going to be a whole other series that Jack and I are so excited to bring you for season 6. Oh my God.
I know. This is the first time we're officially, I guess, like talking about it on the podcast. Yeah. Is that, yes, Danny and I are in 2023 freezing our eggs together. Mm-hmm. And we are going to document the entire thing. So we cannot wait to share all that with you. And that is a huge thing for you and I both in 2023. Yeah. And I'm glad that you brought it up because it's hard for me to talk about 2023 without that also is being at the very top of my list of things.
Yeah, that is at the very top.
So we've got eggs. We've mm-hmm. got a new job. We're looking mm-hmm. for a place. I mean, yep. Literally, you're calling in all of the new things for 2023.
I know.
And abundance. We're just bringing it all in. Just continued growth.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? For a couple months, I'm going to be like walking distance from Danny Levesque. If I get the apartment that I want.
That's going to be just incredible.
I know. So you have to come visit.
You're going to be much closer for me, which is very exciting. You're just going to be a short, like 4-hour drive so I can take the pup hop into the car and come visit you guys. Oh my gosh, I can't wait. So any other like specific goals for 2023? I mean, that's a pretty hefty list already.
Oh my God. But you know, as nurses and healthcare providers, we always like to add on more and take on more than we can. So I'm just going to take on continued growth in work and knowledge and elevating my skill and my abilities to take care of my aesthetic clientele up in Cleveland.
So exciting. Amazing. Yeah. Okay.
What about you, Jack? Okay. Things that you're excited for this year. Okay.
So I'm glad that you brought up the egg freezing because this also ties into the word of femininity for me, for sure. That's that's kind of, I think, actually at the root of what all this is, because since you and I have had started to have these really serious conversations that, yes, this is something that we're doing and we're doing it in the next 4 or 5 months, it's become really important to me to kind of start really honoring my physical body and taking care of it in a way that's not just for myself anymore, but for my future eggs and my future baby. And that's a really weird thing to admit and a weird thing to talk about, but it's going to be a huge thing. It's such like a life-changing experience. Regardless of how it ends up, this is going to be a huge thing for you and I. So femininity, again, in terms of like creativity and softness and creation, and to me that like means safety. I don't know. I know sometimes safety can be a masculine word, but safety in like
in yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And just like small things in terms of femininity, like reconnecting with nature, connecting with my new little fur baby, with my animal, and femininity, even like in the way that I'm dressing and doing my hair and being single again, just reconnecting with my womanhood and really celebrating and cherishing that as we kind of like go into this journey of egg freezing together. But other than that, some goals, definitely like settling into my new faculty job, passing my boards. Okay,
one little thing.
We're not gonna go any further into that because you know I get really freaking stressed out.
I know, I know. You get a little you're very flustered.
Yeah. Okay.
A little sweaty.
Okay. Yeah.
You can't sweat the eyeliner
it's on the list, everybody. Okay. Fucking back off. Let me just like do it at my own pace. Okay. Passing my boards. I'm excited about my goals, you know, with Riot Healers to kind of continue to grow that business, the podcast. But the other huge goal I have for 2023 is actually starting a new business on top of all of the ones that we have. This is my first time kind of talking about it.
Oh my God, you haven't even talked to me about this.
I know. It's because I get nervous talking about any new projects or ideas. Because,
are you making dog sweaters?
No, I really would love to. Okay. But I mean, there's a few companies that are really killing that game already. No, I'm not creating dog sweaters. But as you know, my doctoral work is based in mindfulness, meditation as a facilitator. And then I'm also a certified yoga instructor. And now with my new faculty position and having more ability to do research and collect data and write papers on such things, it is my kind of goal for this next year to create a business around that and being able to teach mindfulness, yoga, and different practices to support mental health for healthcare workers and different businesses and institutions. Yeah, this is like what my doctoral preceptor, my doctoral mentor created as a business for herself. She is retiring and kind of looking to pass the torch in a way. And so I'm not sure exactly what this is going to look like. And this is where I think the femininity and creativity and just kind of finding that flow is really going to be important, because I don't have strict ideas of what this is going to look yet, but I see it turning into like kind of like Riot Healers, like a bigger, something bigger than just me teaching something. Like it would be a social media, a website with resources. That's like really where I thrive, is kind of getting things off the ground and building them from the beginning. So yeah, this is going to be probably my biggest career manifestation of 2023 is creating a new business. So stay tuned, everybody. We'll see how that goes. I know.
Oh my God.
I know. It's weird to say. I get nervous. I get nervous saying it, because now it feels very real. And now it's like, okay, I just said I have to take my boards and now I have to start this business. Now people are going to start keeping me accountable for my shit.
Mm-hmm.
But yes. And then of course, freezing the eggs is at the top of the list. And so of course, I know you all are just, now that Danielle is in a perfectly secure and happy relationship and I'm the single crazy one, I know you all are wondering if I'm calling in a partner. I'm just kidding. You're probably not wondering that. But
Jackie, when are you going to settle down? Why do I feel like Jennifer Coolidge right now?
Oh my God, that was really good. That was actually really impressive.
That was unintentional.
That
Sorry,
was really
everybody.
Good. I might make you do that again. I love that. That was great. Okay, actually, don't do that again.
No, don't do it again. I don't know that I could do it.
Oh, my God. Okay, so in terms of the love life, what I'm kind of looking for in this next year. So as you know, since I've been home, I have been dating here and there. Mm-hmm. And I think I've realized that I'm so not ready to manifest a partner. Like, I just like don't, I am not Amazing. Even close. I'm not there. I don't want one.
Then don't.
I'm like trying to explain where I'm at. It's like, I'm in this happy medium of, I know I just don't want to like have fun. That feels very casual for where I'm at in my life. There was a time in my life where I had fun. You know, I dated around just for the fun of it. I'm at the point where I have so much going on in my life. I have so much going on in my career. I have so many meaningful relationships. I don't want to waste time just like having fun and being casual. But I also know that I'm not ready for a serious partner. The other problem is my fuckboy radar is like through the roof right now. Like, I have X-ray fuckboy vision. So when I am dating guys right now, I genuinely feel like I can see their intentions like tattooed on their forehead. Like, it's so easy for me now. So please.
Does it just say boner?
No, it literally is like, this one's doing the bare minimum. This one just wants to hook up. This one, I think, has some sort of situationship, maybe not a full blown girlfriend, but has like some sort of girl and is using me on the side just as like an ego boost. Like to be in the DMs, to be in the text, yeah. Like, but is not committal to even like taking me on a date in real life. Like, it's Danielle, it is so gross. Fucking obvious to me. I have been through the ringer. So do not fuck with me, fuck boys. Do not fuck with me. I can see through your bullshit. Is it just like an older thing? Like, as you get older, it's so much easier to see, to spot intentions. I'm like, no, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing.
Yep.
Okay. So that's where we're at. Instead of calling in a partner or calling in dating experiences, we'll say, because like I said, I've already had my fun. I've gotten certain things out of my system. I'm not ready for a serious boyfriend. Instead of what I'm doing is I am saying no to things. So these are the things I'm saying no to in 2023. I'm saying no to men doing the bare minimum. I am saying no to boys. I am saying no to he just wants to hook up. Unless he's super fucking hot and I'm okay with
and you need it.
I'm just kidding. I'm not sure. That's like asterisk. I don't really know if I completely align with that right now in my life. Again, like yeah, there was fine. A time in my life where I did. I don't really know if that feels like right now. But so for now, I'm going to say no to he just wants to hook up. And no to the ego boost. Like, I love the new life that I have created for myself, and I'm continuing to create in the new year. I am not sparing any energy for that fuckboy shit. I am also just still really guarded. So I hope by kind of tapping into my feminine energy more this year, maybe, you know, who's to say later on that I will be more open to dating and to a partner. But until then, I'm just not here for it. I'm not here for the fuck boys. So we'll see. Maybe someone can prove me wrong. I don't know.
I love that. No, this is the year of Jacqueline.
I gotta spit out my chai latte. Jacqueline.
Jacqueline. This is the year of Jacqueline.
What do you think, really? Like, I mean, you know, I really, you know, your opinion is always really important and validating to me, and you've been through the single stuff for a while. So is that weird? Like, it's hard to say. Like,
no,
it's just like, I don't want, I'm just not ready and I don't want one. Fuck off.
I think that's extremely fair and healthy.
Girl, you're gonna see me on, what is this? This episode comes out on the 30th. Y'all gonna be seeing me out on New Year's Eve in this like skimpy ass outfit, looking all cute.
Oh my God, we all are.
we're going to be with a big group with all of our girlfriends, Danny and Michael. Everybody is paired off and I'm going to be the only single one. And my sister was like, are you going to be okay? Like, is that going to be weird? I'm like, I am literally living my best life. Like, I'm going to have so much fun being the only one there. Like, I'm going to have all these girls like as my wing people. I'm going to have, like, I'm going to thrive. I thrive in these settings. I'm going to be great. Don't worry about me.
I'm so excited. We're just going to look over and Jack's going to be like New Year's Eve kissing like some like hot ass babe.
Oh, yeah. You know it. You know it.
I know. I know. I know you will.
Denny's like, yeah, just like.
Be like, we're trying to get in the photo booth room. And you're like, just a minute.
No, Danny's going to be like, Jackie, just don't get pregnant. We got to freeze our eggs. You're going to throw off the whole process. Just keep your pants on. Don't get pregnant.
Or just use protection. Yeah.
Oh my God. Wait, you cannot get pregnant either. That's a.
No, I can't either.
Rule number one about egg freezing.
We are not ready for that. We don't are get so pregnant.
Not. No. We're not calling in babies. We're calling in
eggs. Eggs.
Again, spirit
not
fingers.
Not fertilized eggs.
Spirit fingers just, into our ovaries.
Just healthy eggs to be frozen. Let us be specific, universe.
Amazing.
Well, I've got therapy in 8 minutes, so we're going to wrap up this New Year's Eve episode. I can talk, Danielle. Get it together. But honestly, the growth that the WOMED community has seen this year has been so inspiring, so humbling, and Jack and I are so excited to bring you guys season 6. We have some of our like new dream guests joining us, and we're going to do this like whole egg freezing adventure together with y'all. So we're also going to call in Corey Bush. We're still calling that in. Corey, if you're listening, please come on our pod. We love you. We will keep the fangirling to a minimum.
We will try at least.
We'll try real hard. But yeah, I mean, like, we're going to kick off season 6 with my boyfriend. And
I cannot wait. I'm going to put you both on the hot seat, you guys. This
Do
is
going
to be amazing.
Quiz us on anything.
Season 6 is already just amazing. It is so, I'm so excited for these guests.
I know. We got some, like, really good stuff coming.
Well, as Dee said, we are so grateful to welcome all of the new listeners to the WOMED community. And of course, so grateful for our OG listeners as well. Thank you guys all so much for being here. I hope that this episode inspired you to take a little bit of time, because you deserve it. Take a little bit of time to reflect on 2022. Sit down with a warm beverage, some cozy slippers, a blanket, journal some stuff out. What were some of your biggest celebrations and some of your losses from 2022? And what are you calling in for 2023? It has been a long year for everyone, and we are all excited to welcome in some new things for 2023. So thank you so much for listening to this episode and to us this entire year. We love you all so, so much. And
so
we
much.
Are happy to ring in the new year and season 6 with you. On that note, WOMED
out.